Well, let me give a couple of brief announcements because this is such a touching topic. It can lupus can really devastate the lives of those who it touches, whether you have the disease yourself or the condition yourself, or if you're a caregiver or you're a family member watching someone go through this. So we have some really powerful information that if you would like to pass it along to someone after you hear it tonight, we do make this information available on our replay line. And you can access that starting tomorrow by calling 212-461-5800 and use... Oh, I'm so sorry. That's the number that we called in tonight. I apologize. You can call in the replay line by calling 212-461-8911, and that will play for a week. Also, we will email you out a link where you can click on that and play it right on your computer, or you could forward that on to anyone in your address book that you think may find the information interesting. So we definitely encourage you to pass the information along, and we hope that it can make be impactful in the lives of your friends, family, and loved ones. So it looks like it's just about that time to get started. Are you ready to get started, Dave?
I am ready to roll.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and put the call into moderator mode and officially welcome everyone to our PHP weekly Wednesday product education conference call. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health concerns, products, challenges that we face in life. And hopefully we can provide educational information that you can take back and apply to your daily lives and increase the quality of your life. That's what we are all about here, is giving you the tools that you can take back, apply to your life, and then have a better quality of life free from disease. So the subject of tonight's call is lupus, as most of you all know or have heard. And I want to introduce myself. My name is Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products. I'll kind of be moderating the call tonight, and we're very lucky to have with us each and every week David Sandoval, who is really an expert in nutrition and whole food nutrition. He's been studying and researching for probably 20 years now or more. He has a wonderful book called The Green Foods Bible that if you haven't picked up a copy, you should definitely do that. It's well worth the read, and you should check out on our website at www.phporder.com. We have a lot of holiday gift packs where you can get the Green Foods Bible for absolutely free, or you could just buy it as a stocking stuffer for someone on your holiday gift list. So anyway, Dave, welcome so much, or thank you so much for being on the call, and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know that lupus is very much misunderstood, and of course, many people are curious about what they might be able to do to help themselves, and I think that we have some really good advice for them. So whenever you're ready to get started, perhaps you could guide me through tonight's information. So that we'll do a question and answer, so that we could really get to the meat of the subject.
That'd be great, because to be honest, I don't know too much about lupus. You hear it in the media sometimes. I know someone that is affected by it, and I know it's a very challenging condition for her to lead a productive, be productive in her daily life on an everyday basis. So I'm very interested to learn about it as well. So why don't you give us a brief summary or a little bit of a background on what exactly is lupus?
Well, lupus is something that causes, or something that is an autoimmune disease, and it's in the rheumatic family. In other words, it's associated with rheumatoid arthritis. It actually, the name comes from, lupus comes from the name wolf, because the lupus actually means wolf, I believe in Latin, and so lupus tends to give the face a distorted wolf-like resemblance as you get older. And while lupus actually occurs in two forms, we are most typically associated or typically familiar with the systemic lupus or erythematosus. and SLE, or systemic lupus erythematosus, that affects the connective tissue in all parts of the body equally, and it's regarded as a very, very serious illness. The second type of lupus is discoid lupus, and that's limited to the skin. The systemic type causes arthritic symptoms throughout the entire body, and whereas the, again, the second type is really only affecting the skin, and so that is what lupus is. And quite honestly, lupus is most dangerous because it triggers the body's immune system to attack its own connective tissue. And so again, lupus is an autoimmune disease that causes our immune system to attack our own connective tissue and our organs. And so it could be painful, and it could be very, very serious. And again, it could cause a number of symptoms, as well as physical distortion of the face, thus the name lupus.
So when we say autoimmune disease, auto means self, right? So basically, it's like our own body, our body is working against us in this condition.
Yes, our body's immune system is actually fighting ourselves. It's like, you know, the enemy, I found the enemy and it's us type of thing.
Uh-huh. Which is, that's pretty scary when your body's fighting against itself.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, what are the causes of lupus?
Well, unfortunately, the cause of systemic lupus remains pretty obscure, but many believe it's due to a viral infection that causes the immune system to actually develop antibodies to itself. And then the body's defense system attacks, inflames, and destroys its own tissue. It's very important to know that, that the causes of lupus, for example, are pretty much are not very well known. But what is really, really interesting to note is that many prescription drugs trigger lupus. In fact, I was really, really surprised, to find out, just how many prescription drugs that we consider to be, I don't know if you could call it safe per se.
But the FDA calls it safe.
Exactly.
And what a wonderful side effect. It could cause lupus.
Exactly. And so, I think that it's really, in my opinion, I think it's really important for people to always look at the potential side effects of drugs and to understand that this type of thing definitely can be, maybe even the cause of lupus, and that's really, really scary when you realize that up to 10% of lupus cases are caused by drug reactions, according to New England Journal of Medicine anyway. And lupus usually occurs in those taking certain drugs like hydralazine for high blood pressure or procainamide for irregular heartbeats. Other substances that you need to worry about are pollution and chemical additives, but really, drug-related lupus is the most common. The good news is that drug-related lupus doesn't affect the kidneys or nervous system. It's usually a milder case, and the condition goes away once the drug is stopped. And so that's just, as far as causes go, obviously, we don't know what causes it initially, but we know things that contribute to it. We know things that exacerbate it, and we know things that minimize and mitigate the effects of it. So that's what we want to focus on. Unfortunately, this is something that probably does have they have at least identified that it probably has a viral component. So we have some really good advice to help folks with that issue.
Awesome. We'll definitely be getting to that a little bit later in the call. And some facts that we, could talk about lupus. I know that the only people that I've come in personal contact with, and actually from the callers just checking in and saying hi on the phone tonight, it seems like everyone that's mentioning that they have lupus or know someone that has lupus, it's in conjunction with a daughter, a mother, or a woman. And so it seems like that this is a condition that, that primarily affects women. Is that true? Is that a fact?
Yeah, in fact, it is a fact. In fact, over 80% of patients, I'm sorry, 80% of people with this condition are in fact women, and that's something that needs to be considered. Over 50% of women with the condition, and I assume that we're going to talk about some facts and figures that people might be interested in knowing. Basically, some cases of lupus start as arthritis with swelling and pain in the fingers and other joints. Another fact you should know is that serious cases actually affect the brain, kidneys, and heart. And another thing that is interesting to note is that when the central nervous system is involved, seizures, amnesia, psychosis, and deep depression are very real symptoms. And much of the medication used has very serious side effects. Anti-inflammatory drugs are usually used first, and antimalarial drugs that fight viruses have also been used. Corticosteroids, or whatever, however you pronounce it, the adrenal hormones is what I'm really talking about. They have probably been the most effective use, but they can only be used for very short periods of time because the side effects are so severe. And so what we really want to do is we want to help people recognize, of course, the signs and symptoms, but some other interesting facts that I think people should know is that 50% of women with this condition have levels of testosterone and DHEA that are lower than normal. And when you normalize those, levels of testosterone and DHEA, symptoms do improve. 100% of women with SLE have food allergies, and when you find the food allergies, the condition improves. And 80% of women with SLE are severely hypochlorohydric. In other words, they have a severe diminished secretion of hydrochloric acid in the stomach. And eating foods that increase hydrochloric acid, of course, can be important. So those are some facts, I think I found interesting myself.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. Very much so. So let's talk a little bit about, what we can do. We've talked about what is lupus. We've talked about some of the...
Well, let's get some of the signs and symptoms, perhaps, that people could look
for. Oh, absolutely. That would be great.
Yeah, to see. When you go to the doctor, they could do a test, and they'll detect abnormal cells in your urine. That comes after the fact, though. After you've noticed, perhaps, that you have arthritis that is unusual because you're too young to have arthritis, you might have butterfly rashes on your cheeks, and you tend to look like you have rosy cheeks all the time. You have sun sensitivity. The sun hurts your eyes, or you tan very easily, or you burn very easily. You develop mouth sores. I forget what they're called, Amy, when the sores in the mouth.
Like canker sores.
Canker sores, yeah. You also could have minor seizures or psychoses. You could have episodes of paranoia. Along with the blood test, I sort of got ahead of myself. When you have your blood test, they could check for abnormal cells in the urine, low white blood cell counts, low platelet counts, and borderline anemia or hemolytic anemia. And there is also an antibody that's found in 50% of lupus sufferers. And if you do erythematosus test, then you could detect that in the blood cells. And so if 4 out of those 8 symptoms are present, then you do have lupus. So if 4 out of those 8 signs and symptoms are positive, then you are considered to have lupus. Another thing that you should know is many times people confuse lupus with AIDS. So I just want to clarify that in AIDS, the effect is almost identical, but in AIDS it's an outside virus that's attacking your immune system. With lupus, it's your own body attacking your immune system, and that's what makes it so difficult to treat.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to ask you because it sounded like some of the things you were describing were very similar to AIDS and how it was, you know, similar and or different.
Would you like me to give the sort of the dietary do's and don'ts, like foods to avoid and then foods that maybe would be beneficial in the diet?
Absolutely. That would be great.
Well, the first thing we have to understand is that a low-calorie, low-fat diet is going to be the best benefit for the person suffering from lupus. The second thing is, so the things to avoid would be fatty foods and high-calorie foods. This means sugars and white, you know, all those donuts and candy. These things are really bad for the person with lupus. Another thing is you need to avoid red meat. Red meat requires hydrochloric acid, and hydrochloric acid is deficient in people suffering from lupus. And the proteins, phenylalanine and tyrosine in animal proteins, actually contribute to the progression of lupus symptoms just as they feed cancer cells. Those are, you know, really, again, if we want to put it in a nutshell, you need to avoid all refined foods. You need to avoid carbonated beverages. You need to avoid, all of those things like red meat and dairy products, because those are going to be those things that will take their greatest toll on your body. Now, on the nutritional side of the things you should do, Amy, again, a low-calorie, low-fat diet is very important. A diet that emphasizes a lot of fresh vegetables is very important. A diet whose protein comes from legumes versus meat is very, very important. A diet that is rich in things like unrefined, cold, processed vegetable oils and fish oils. For example, fatty fish is something that's very, very good. So when it comes to protein, that's the only real protein that the lupus sufferer should be having. Now, one thing that you need to note is that alfalfa sprouts, not alfalfa itself, but alfalfa sprouts contain cannabinoid. And cannabinoid is a toxin which the body incorporates into protein, and it produces lupus-like symptoms and aggravates symptoms of lupus. And so so on the don't do, alfalfa sprouts, which, of course, we've, you know, been telling people they shouldn't have, really. It's not that good for them for some time. You want to avoid sunlight if possible, and you do not want to sweat. If you have lupus, you want to avoid sweating. You want to work out minimally. It doesn't mean you can't exercise. It just means that you need to exercise multiple times a day versus
less intense exercise.
Correct. Correct. Oh, go ahead.
I just kind of wanted to summarize that. Basically, it kind of sounds like what you're saying is, because your body is already under attack, you want to give your body the purest foods so it doesn't have to work hard in the digestion process, which takes a lot of energy. As we all know, after eating Thanksgiving dinner, everybody was just like, you're just exhausted. What does everybody do after eating a huge meal? You want to go to sleep because it takes so much energy. And I think a person that's battling this condition is probably low on energy already because you're in a weakened state. So that's what you want to do, the low-calorie, low-fat, unprocessed. So that means no, or avoiding white sugar, white flour, probably salt. You mentioned caffeine, carbonated beverages. So any of those things, red meat, which is very difficult on the digestion. So it sounds like fresh fruits and vegetables, things that are very easy for the body to digest. We talk about it. We've talked about it on other calls before. You call it the CAR, I think.
The calorie antioxidant ratio.
Right, so things that are very high antioxidant or high nutritional value but low calorie, which is your fruits, your vegetables, and things like that, your whole foods and your minimally processed foods.
Okay, hold on. Excellent. Well, what I'd like to do then, Amy, is I want to why don't you take one moment to explain to people how they could access this information, and then I am going to prepare and tell you all of the nutritional things. In other words, what are the power foods that you could use? What decisions could you make nutritionally to overcome this condition? And that's it. That's what I'd like to cover next.
Awesome. Okay. Well, let me give a couple different reminders here. One, Dave and I are certainly not medical professionals. We are people who care, and we are presenting information. So we are not giving medical advice. We are just presenting information for you to take back and to assimilate and make your own decisions. You know, take it to your doctor, discuss anything that we discuss with your doctor. If you'd like to reaccess this call, we do. We hope that you will, and you can pass it along to any friend or family member by having them call 212-461-8911. The call will be available on the replay line starting tomorrow for a week. Also, we will permanently archive the call on our website at www.phporder.com under the Education tab. And if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link where you can just click on that, play it right on your computer, or you can forward that along to any friend or family member that you think might benefit from this information. So, again, we're about knowledge here, about empowering yourself with knowledge to make better informed decisions about your health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I definitely have some, you know, some nutritional advice that I'd like to share with people. That is going to absolutely, you know, in my opinion, turn the tables. It could actually put this condition into remission. It could help you strengthen your body so that the condition's effects will be reduced dramatically. And these are not difficult things to do, but it will take diligent adherence. And a strict lifestyle in order to have these benefits. And so remember, I have to tell you that I know people with this condition, and I am very, very disappointed in the fact that they do not do more in their own defense. They've accepted, in a way, their debilitation, and they're not fighting back. And all I could tell you is that, you know, I am here for those who want to fight, for those who feel like they are not going to accept anything other than controlling their own destiny.
What do you call it, Dave? The rule of 49s or something like that?
I do. I call it the rule of 49s, and Amy knows what I'm talking about. A lot of people come to me and they say, Dave, you know, I need some help. And then I give them advice and they don't follow it, and then they keep calling me. Or people say, why can't you help this person? And I call it the rule of 49s. Let's say that you've got a wife or a husband and they're smoking cigarettes, and you really want them to quit, so you keep buying them every hypnosis tape, and you buy them every stop-quit thing that's sold on the market, right? And yet they really don't want to quit smoking. That's not going to work. They've got to want to quit more than you want them to quit, or it's never going to work. So the bottom line is that, yeah, we have answers, but they only work if you use them. It's just like that thing they say, a book is like your mind. It only works if you open it. You know, that's the way it is. You got to use it or you can't benefit from it. But that having been said, I think where I'd like to start, Amy, is with detoxification.
Okay.
Detoxification at the cellular level is vitally important. And for this purpose, I would like to recommend, Amy, that people consider using start with a heavy metal detox, because the heavy metal detox is vital before you could do an antiviral type of impact.
Absolutely.
The first thing we want to do is we want to address the viral component of lupus, but we can't do that until we detox. And we need to detox heavy metals, and we need to detox the colon, Amy. So we need to start with daily fiber blend and with the fulvic zeolite. And this needs to happen for 2 to 3 weeks of cleansing with ionic elements, with fulvic zeolite and daily fiber blend. After 2 to 3 weeks, even a month, but let's just say 2 weeks minimum, then you need to go into taking the advanced probiotic blend in addition to the detox, along with Virasure. Now, Virasure are three specific herbs, four herbs, that are powerful antiviral herbs: red marine algae, neem, oil of oregano, and olive leaf extract with oleuropein. However, the fighting of the virus could only work if the heavy metal detox has begun. So the one thing that all naturopathic doctors recommend is detoxification, and then we want to address the viral load. So again, detox with daily fiber blend, detox with the fulvic zeolite. Complement that with the advanced probiotic blend, because you need to help the body eliminate heavy metals with probiotics. So those three things need to be taken for the first 2 weeks. Then you add in the Immunomax and the Virasure. Boosting the immune system and attacking the viral load are going to be the next step in fighting lupus. And this is very, very important. So Immunomax and Virasure are going to be the next step.
So what about the herbal fiber cleanse? While we're heavy metal detoxing, would we want to do an organ detox as well with the herbal fiber cleanse capsules? Or is that, do you think, too much overload on the body?
Well, I think that between the fulvic zeolite and the daily fiber blend, these are going to detox the two most important ecology necessary to battle lupus. But I definitely recommend that the herbal fiber be done to complement that as well. Just shortly after that initial cleansing, it could certainly be considered. I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible, though. And for the detox, let's stick with the daily fiber blend and the fulvic zeolite. If someone wants to add the herbal fiber cleanse, they absolutely can, and it certainly will benefit them.
Awesome. And then I'm going to add that, because we always suggest this, I think it's even on the label copy, I know it's on the website, with the fulvic zeolite, always take it with a green drink or with your cherry juice. You want to take the fulvic zeolite in conjunction with something that's a very high and potent antioxidant.
Absolutely, and I agree with that completely. And the green drink, of course, is something that is the basis of all of our wellness programs. And let's make sure that we're doing the barley. Let's do the barley juice to keep it very simple for the system, for the person with lupus. Now, the other thing that we need to remember is that there are a lot of mineral deficiencies associated with lupus. Every person with lupus also suffers from mineral deficiencies. So now we're talking about the ionic elements, and the ionic elements are going to provide all of the minerals necessary to help battle this condition. The next thing we want to talk about, studies have shown that tocopherols and B vitamins are very, very important in fighting lupus, which is why we strongly recommend our rice bran solubles. And Amy, an herbal cleansing is highly recommended for people with lupus. And so definitely, you know, the herbal fiber cleanse is recommended. I just wanted to make sure we get the colon clean and get the heavy metal detox started first, because we want to affect the viral load. But after you've gone through and you start taking the rice bran solubles, I would like you to add the herbal fiber cleanse at that time, along with aloe vera. Now, the aloe vera and the herbal fiber cleanse have been shown, herbal cleansing and aloe vera have been shown to reverse the symptoms of this condition. Now, another reason I really like the daily fiber blend is because black walnut has been shown in clinical studies, to actually destroy lupus on contact, which is really, really crazy. So a black walnut tincture, or the black walnut that we have in our daily fiber blend, is the reason, Amy, I went with the daily fiber blend versus the herbal fiber
at the beginning.
Yeah, just so that you understand where I was coming from on that, because of the black walnut. Now, another thing that we want to talk about is enzymes. Enzymes are very, very important, as is vitamin C. And so vitamin C, we recommend obviously C from nature. And for the enzymes, we recommend the enzyme advantage. Now, the final thing that is recommended, of course, is a high amount of magnesium, but we're going to be having that already in our ionic elements.
And our green drinks.
And the green drinks, Amy, the reason I was going to wait to talk about that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's because green drinks are considered bitter by the body. And bitters stimulate the production of hydrochloric acid. And people suffering with SLE, another name for lupus, also are definitely in need of that type of hydrochloric acid increase. The last thing I'll say is it's highly recommended, and it keeps repeating over and over, that detoxification using therapies like Rolfing, deep tissue massage, chelation therapy as well. In addition, of course, in substituting chelation therapy, we're using the fulvic zeolite, as well as the other detox elements. However, it is, some things that may help as well are Rolfing and chelation therapy. And so I think that is a very, very thorough program for people to follow. Again, we want to remember to emphasize that you want to avoid eating large meals. You want to avoid excess exercise. You want to avoid the sun. You want to avoid meat. You want to avoid, these foods that are really sugary and really high calorie, and those are to be avoided. And if you add those foods that we recommended for detoxification and for building the immune system and for alkalizing the body and for enhancing the digestion of food, then we are going to be really, really helping yourself in ways that that are probably unknown to the medical community as it stands right now. And I believe that this program that we've laid out, this battle plan, is going to make a tremendous difference in the lives of hopefully thousands of people who are able to benefit from this information, and that's why we're here today. We don't give medical advice. We are not doctors. We want to help you when you're searching for answers, when those answers are hard to find. We hope that we will be a source of knowledge that will be a comfort to you, and that knowledge will become the power that you will use in the battle against diseases like lupus. And we have dozens of battle plans on the website. They're absolutely free. In addition to this one, we hope that you'll listen to the calls and request those battle plans, because this is knowledge, and knowledge is power. And very few people give power away, but we're doing that tonight, and we want you to share it as well. So thank you again, everybody. Amy, if you would please do a wrap-up, let people know how they can re-access this information, and then we'll see if anybody has any questions.
Sure. Well, I just wanted to kind of wrap up or recap the supplemental recommendations. And so basically, we recommend, as the basis of any nutritional supplementation program, like 3 to 4 green drinks a day. And so in those 3 to 4 green drinks, which Dave recommended the organic barley green juice, for its simplicity and its purity, mix your drops of the fulvic zeolite. So start out with the fulvic zeolite 3 to 4 times a day, and mix with your barley green juice. At the same time, start out with your daily fiber blend, because it had the black walnut herb that he was talking about was so powerful, and it will cleanse the colon. So you want to be sure that you're urinating properly, so you need to drink plenty of water, and that you're eliminating at least once a day to get those toxins that are being stirred up in your body out. So that is very important. How much water do you think that people should be drinking while they're doing the initial cleansing, Dave?
I always like something like, if you take your pounds in ounces and take half of your pounds in ounces, and then you should be fine. So if you weigh like 200 pounds, then you would want 100 ounces of water.
Ounces of water. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so Dave, or we suggested to do the zeolite with the barley green juice and the daily fiber for 2 to 3 weeks, and then
and the probiotic, because it needs to help push the heavy metals out of the body. What people don't realize about heavy metal detoxification, even with zeolite, even with chlorella, even with these other good foods, is that there's a chance for auto-intoxication. When so much heavy metals get into the colon, the body has a hard time pushing them all out unless you have a lot of friendly bacteria there. That's why we want to have the friendly bacteria in the form of the advanced probiotic when taken during those first 2 weeks. And I know that I misspoke, so thank you for covering it again.
Oh, awesome. Okay, great. No problem. And then after you go those 2 to 3 weeks on the initial products, which are the barley, the zeolite, and the daily fiber, and the advanced probiotic, then we're going to recommend or suggest adding in the Virasher, which is a very potent antiviral, or very potent at supporting and boosting your own body's defense to viruses, and the Immunomax, which is going to bring up your own immune system. So adding in the Virasher, adding in the Immunomax, and at that time, would you also add in the ionic element? Oh, did I misspeak? I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, it's my mistake.
At that time, after the 2 to 3 weeks, you would also add in the ionic elements. Is that correct, Dave?
That is correct.
Okay, and the ionic elements can be mixed with juice. They can be mixed with water. You can put them directly in your mouth, although, in my opinion, they don't taste very good that way. But you could take...
I like adding them in at night with the cherry juice because it totally buries the taste of them, and the magnesium contributes to wonderful sleep.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then as... kind of a shake, I guess, if you will. I would recommend the rice bran solubles, which taste wonderful. I would just mix those rice bran solubles with the barley green juice. Every time I did a barley green juice with the fulvic zeolite that you want to continue taking, because we are not suggesting you just take it for 2 weeks and stop. You want to continue taking the fulvic zeolite. But in the barley and fulvic zeolite drink, put tablespoon or a scoop of rice bran solubles.
Excellent. And I did apologize, but the cherry is powerfully anti-inflammatory, free radical scavenging, and I apologize that that was supposed to be included in the evening portion of the nutritional program.
Great. So we'll mix the ionic elements with the cherry.
And the aloe.
And the aloe prior to bedtime. And we'll mix our rice bran solubles with our organic barley green juice and fulvic zeolite 3 to 4 times a day. And then Enzyme Advantage and C from Nature. Enzyme Advantage, would you suggest just
with
prior...
every meal?
I'm sorry?
That's to be taken with every meal and also between meals, because the proteolytic effect of the Enzyme Advantage is necessary to clean away phenylalanine and tyrosine that may be building up in the blood.
Exactly. So we're kind of going to be hitting the enzymes hard, but you don't want to hit the enzymes hard until you've gone those 2 to 3 weeks of the initial detoxification.
Correct.
And then the C from Nature.
C from Nature could be taken with meals.
Okay. Great.
And we recommend the label copy, or up to twice as much as the label copy, depending upon your weight. If you're heavier, say above 200 pounds, maybe do twice the label copy. Under 200 pounds, do the regular label copy. And then, Amy, another thing that we alluded to but forgot to mention, it says that you should get your protein from non-animal legume sources. We have the perfect protein in Master Amino Complex. It is made completely from non-soy legumes. It has no binders, fillers, excipients, or preservatives, and it is, in fact, the most highly digestible and least burdensome protein that's available on the planet. And so you're supposed to avoid red meat. You still need protein. We recommend the Master Aminos.
Exactly, exactly. So that is a rundown nutritionally. And from people that we've talked to, people that have gone on this plan, there can be some significant changes. And so we just hope that you will share this with friends and loved ones that may be suffering with this condition, and let them see firsthand what supplementing their body nutritionally, giving them like the awesome B vitamins and vitamin E nutrients from the rice bran solubles, giving them that elemental magnesium from the ionic elements and from the barley green juice, you know, giving them natural vitamin C, what that can do for the body. And then the heavy metal viral connection is such a powerful, I think, but understudied, I guess, if you will, and I'm not coming up with the right word here, but there
actually,
is...
Actually, I did some research, Amy, and I found an amazing study that shows that they have showed significant research that supports our theory that heavy metals inhibit the body's ability to eliminate and to fight off viruses. And the reason why is because heavy metals move, heavy metals, they accumulate in certain pockets within the body. Viruses seek out those pockets and they hide within that tissue that is impacted with heavy metals. And as we know, our immune system doesn't affect heavy metals. Our immune system cannot deal with heavy metals.
Right.
Heavy metals are like a flak jacket against our immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And thus the viruses hide in that web of heavy metal toxicity. When you break up and eliminate that pocket of heavy metals, you also eliminate the hiding place for the viruses.
Exactly, exactly. And you were quoting earlier that a large number of the cases of lupus are viral driven. If we can eliminate where the virus can hide, if you will, we can perhaps eliminate a lot of the other signs and symptoms and cases of lupus.
In addition to that, the other part of virus, the other impactful part of lupus is allergies, and we're giving the enzyme, we're giving the probiotic, we're giving the green food, and the Immunomax. All of these are phenomenal at eliminating allergies and allergens within the blood. And so now we're dealing with the first, second, and third toxic nature of the body. The obviously that's going to be done with the detoxification. We're also going to deal with the with the allergic part and the allergen part, as well as the viral part. So we're dealing with the key indicators, those things that trigger, exacerbate, and lead to the symptoms of lupus.
Exactly, exactly. Well, that I think is an excellent nutritional program, and definitely are going to see changes in the way in your body and the way you feel when you're on this program.
Absolutely. No. I know that this is a subject matter that is really quite complex, and I hope that the information was presented in a systematic enough format where you're able to follow it. If not, we are going to put this into a written battle plan where all of the information given tonight will be organized, categorized, and sort of systematized, and that will be available in about 7 to 10 days on the website. If you would like to request a copy of it when it is available, go ahead and give us a call tomorrow and say, could you put me on a list to receive the Lupus Battle Plan when it's available? We will not only have the information that we spoke of tonight, we might have a little more detail about the information we spoke of tonight. So the Lupus Battle Plan is something you should look forward to, or you could listen to this over and over as many times as you like and simply take notes and garner the information that you need from this call.
Awesome. Well, let me just give the replay line one more time here. You can catch this call tomorrow for 1 week on the replay line, and you can get that by dialing 212-461-8911. Also, we will be posting it on the website at phporder.com under the Education tab. And if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link so you can have it right there at your fingertips on your computer. So we want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Thanks, Dave, for all the great information that you provided. And do you want to open up the lines and see if we have a couple questions?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay, any questions out there tonight?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, sure.
How do you feel, and what's your opinion about using, like the prescription drugs like methotrexate for this?
Well, the bottom line is most of the drugs for lupus have a limited benefit. They can only be used for a short time, and then they need to be discontinued. If they are the long term, they have some potentially severe side effects. So all I'm telling you is, the doctors don't have any medicine that really works. They've got some medicines that are used for other things that they're using almost, experimentally. But there really is no no single medicine that's been proven to be safe and effective for lupus. Otherwise, I definitely would be touting that.
I wasn't aware that you couldn't stay on it very long. What is that time frame?
Well, what you need to do is what I advise everybody. You need to read in detail the side effects and the limitations of the medicine. I have the physician's desk reference. I could open it up and I could read that to you, but I don't think that that is something that we need to do right here with everybody on the phone. If you'd like to call me next week, I will do that for you, though, and I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you for your answer.
No problem.
Thank you. Any other questions tonight?
I have a question. Did you say, David, that in taking, we should be taking probiotics with this if they're going to be taking a cracked cell chlorella because of chlorella?
Any time you want to effectively eliminate heavy metals, you're going to use something like cracked cell chlorella, fulvic zeolite, cilantro, but you're also going to have to, assist that because they're going to be grabbing a lot of heavy metals and moving them into the colon and the bowel. Once in the bowel, there's this tremendous, sort of pool that could bring those heavy metals back into the blood. And so what you want to do is you want to have the proper amount of probiotics in the area. They are going to finish the job. It's almost like a relay race. They're going to sort of pick up and grab the heavy metal impacted zeolite and chlorella and help make sure it gets into and out of the system. So, yeah, it's sort of like a last push, if you would, for the heavy metal to make sure it leaves once it's down in that area.
Any other questions out there tonight?
Yes. Amy, Dave, thank you very much for your presentation. I'd like to know, are shingles related to lupus in any way, since it is also viral?
Shingles is viral, but it's nothing like lupus. Lupus is actually an autoimmune disease, whereas shingles is a viral infection. There's a big difference.
Okay.
The Virusure works wonderful on shingles. You should give that a try.
Okay.
Yeah, so some of the protocols might be the same when we're addressing the viral issue, like the heavy metal detoxification with the zeolite and the Virusure. But shingles are very, very painful, but shingles is usually a shorter duration where lupus is more like a lifetime.
That's right.
Is that correct, Dave?
Correct.
Thank you for that answer.
You're welcome. Thank you. Any other questions tonight?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Why do lupus affect women more than men?
They do not know why lupus affects women more than men, to be quite honest with you. There's no indication as to why.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sorry that I don't. And again, lupus, the root causes of lupus are not known. That's the problem.
Right. It's almost a mystery. It still is very much a mystery to the scientific community what causes this condition. Any other questions tonight? Okay. Well, it looks like we're wrapping up here. So, Dave, again, I want to thank you for all the great information, and we will be back.
One quick question.
Oh, sure. Okay, sure. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm working here, and I had a respirator on. I couldn't get to you.
Oh, okay.
I have heard that a lot of times lupus or lupus-like symptoms can be triggered by ingesting aspartame.
I did not find that in my literature, but it does say that avoiding simple carbohydrates is important, and aspartame is a modified starch, so that wouldn't surprise me at all.
And I don't really advocate the use of aspartame for anybody.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so
since
I would avoid that.
Since we tell people to avoid all artificial sweeteners, all artificial colorings are all artificial flavorings, we should repeat that on every call because that is a must.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Well, if there's not any further questions, I know the time of our call is getting nigh, as they say, so we are going to have to take and say goodbye this evening. But Amy, one last reminder how people could reaccess information. And
right.
I want to thank everybody again for being here tonight. We have a very large crowd. I just checked the numbers. Very surprising considering it's a holiday, right after a holiday. And I want to remind everybody that we have some phenomenal, promotions, some little specials that we have for the holidays. You might want to call us and ask about those. We say you could give the gift of health, and we make it really easy for you to do that. Sorry for the product plug, but I wanted to get it in.
Yeah, and check that out.
Dan, I'd like to interject from Washington, D.C. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much for appreciating it. It is our passion, and we hope that you, in turn, will be either an inspiration to us so that we could continue, or inspired by us so that you will contribute to and help others in a similar fashion.
I certainly will do that.
Awesome. Well, I want to remind everybody we will be back same time, same place next week. We will be doing some product spotlights over the next few weeks. And next week we are going to be talking all about the Aloe Vera 40X Concentrate. It's an amazing product with amazing benefits. So tune in next week, same time, same place, to learn all about the Aloe Vera 40X Concentrate. And if you'd like to share this call again with someone, you can have them call 212-461-8911 starting tomorrow. Also, this will be permanently archived on our website at www.phporder.com under the Education tab. And last but not least, if we have your email address on file, we'll email you a link so you don't have to go over to the website. You can just forward that right along to anyone in your address or contact list that you think may benefit. So, again, thank you so much, everyone, for taking time to join us tonight. And thank you again, Dave, for all your information. We'll look forward to being with you next week.
Sounds great, everybody. Thank you. And
thank you so much.
Again, we look forward to being with you 1 week from tonight.